Yeah, there's been quite a big gap since episode 4 got uploaded
Yep.
to anything else. But that is because the software that we use, which is GarageBand, which is crap, the project decided to fuck up. So we lost pretty much the entire fifth episode. So there's 12 minutes left, which we're going to stick in a minute.
Yeah, because some wanker decided to steal our idea.
What?
Someone stole it.
They didn't.
Yes, they did.
No, it's like a just a it's some
No,
proper unlucky.
it's just the person who owns that software stole our thing.
Okay, well, someone stole our thing, and there's 12 and a half minutes left from episode 5, so we'll stick this in. But this is the final episode in the current series.
The finale.
The finale of series 1.
Woohoo!
Of Gopher Soap.
Yeah.
Right, well, this is the remaining section of episode 5, and then episode 6 will kick in. So, yeah, enjoy.
Yep. Thanks for listening.
What would you do if you were stranded on a desert island? Well, we'll say like you're on a ship and it sunk, and you were either on a raft or you had to swim to the nearest island, and you were on your own on a desert island in the middle of nowhere.
Okay.
How would you survive? There'd be like animals and fruit and shit.
Great. Cool. Animals and fruit. So, you know, we could start with climbing up a coconut tree, grabbing a few coconuts, smash like a few of them open, just chill for a bit.
Sweet.
And then I'd probably, well, yeah, this is what I'd do. I'd probably like go looking for animals, get the coconut shells and chuck them at them.
Straight away.
So there's animals.
Yeah, say so there's like there's a couple of like little monkeys, and there's like maybe some boars and lizards and stuff like that.
Well, the monkeys would
like
be
crabs and shit on the beach.
Yeah, monkeys, you know, lizards, crabs. Mostly the monkeys I'd try and go and chill with. Like, you know.
I'm glad actually. I thought you were gonna say you were gonna eat them and shit.
No.
Yeah, but, chill with the monkeys.
But the boars are definitely, like, just, you know, run up to it and boot it. I don't like boars at all, they're just arrogant bastards.
Yeah, I think you said that in another installment.
Yeah, so, you know, I don't like them. They fucking annoy me to fuck. They're dickheads.
Well, you'd be sorted for food, so you'd be like, I don't know how long it'd take you to befriend the monkeys. How would you befriend them?
Just time, innit?
Yeah, but how would you approach them? Because well, they'd probably be scared of you at first.
You'd have to give them food and stuff and keep giving them food on a like daily basis so they can get to know you. And then, like, I could chop a few trees down.
With what? So you've got to improvise. You haven't got anything. You got to start from scratch.
Fuck.
You'd be able to find something. Like a sharp rock or like...
Okay, sharp rock.
Claw or something.
A sharp rock. You know, try and find a few of them. Then you've got to like kind of bind it to a stick with a bit of like...
Vine.
Vine, yeah, anything like that. And then start chopping a tree down. Oh, this is going to take... Bare effort as well.
It'll be worth it though.
Chop a few trees down, make the base of the house. Don't know what I'm gonna like kind of use as nails.
Just like fix it into the ground and just like twist it in. You know, just hammer it down with a rock so it's really deep in the ground. You could build a basic frame of a house with that.
Yeah. Okay. But yeah, you could possibly do it. Yeah.
Well, for argument's sake, we'll say.
It would be real to make a house, though.
We need like tree trunks or like bamboo or something. We need a lot of big like leaves for like the floor, like a little crappy carpet or something.
Yeah, but the walls would have to be cut to precision as well. I don't.
They wouldn't.
Yeah, but they would though.
They wouldn't.
No, they would.
Why?
For it all to slot together, it would.
It wouldn't slot together. Like, the way that I've seen it being done is like you'll get bamboo or like.
Oh, you're tree talking trunks. About just sticking all of them in the ground, aren't you, as the wall, and then putting a roof on top? Yeah, that would probably work.
And like, you could do a wall, but it would be made up of like, you know, big bush leaves, and you just like. I don't know.
Hmm.
Well, go on then. How are you going to befriend the monkeys? You've got your little house done. Got a fire going.
Whatever. Yeah.
Got you. Well, actually, we'll get to the bar later on.
Okay.
But yeah, you've got your fire going. It's getting to. I'm assuming this is the first day.
Yep.
Well, it's getting to like dusk.
Right.
Just got your fire going. You just sat like inside your. House, or well, just outside on the fire, just keeping it going.
Yeah.
How are you going to befriend the monkeys that are around, just like watching the new person?
Well, you know, chuck a bit of food for them to like.
What food?
Coconuts. for them to like come and get, and you know, you're like, you just have to earn the trust with that, don't you?
Mm.
Like the closer they get with the food.
Well, they probably like approach you and then like run off and then keep coming a bit closer and just until they were like, you knew you weren't a threat.
Eventually, you build on that until they trust you. And then you've got to just kind of like treat them like they're kind of your kids or something.
So, what would you give them names?
Yeah, whatever.
Well, how many monkeys would they be? Like about. Three or four or something.
Nah, there'd probably be more than that, you know.
Well, yeah, but I mean the ones that are like
okay,
coming up to your
three
house.
Three or four.
Okay. What would you call them then? There's four of them.
First one, Barry.
Barry.
Bazza. Yeah, Barry.
So Bazza, but Barry if he annoyed you. And you would be in...
No, I'll just call him Barry. And okay. Then,
well, there's Barry.
Fred.
Fred.
Jeff. yeah, and we've got, you know, if there's any female ones, I could
call.
Yeah,
there's got to be one female.
Karen.
So Karen, Jeff, Barry, and
Fred.
Fred. Okay.
Suggest so I've got like a bit of bear, yeah?
Bear?
Yeah.
It would be bear on an island.
Yeah, but so it's washed up off like
okay, yeah. Shit. A crate's washed up.
So like I could just like, you know, give them a bit of bear.
Just chill around the fire with them in the camp and just I don't know.
Yeah.
What would you do?
Well, I'd go venturing into the middle of the island where
it'd be better dark though at night.
Oh, not at night.
Well yeah, but it was like dusk when the monkeys come.
Okay, so they're so chilling
just,
there.
Yeah, you can just chill with the monkeys for the first night.
I've had some food.
A bit of roasted coconut.
Yep. Probably just make a few... no, I'd go to sleep if it's, you know... Unless... Yeah, no, there's nothing to do.
Okay, next day. Wake up. The monkeys are there, but they're just doing general monkey stuff.
Yep.
But you've got to get food, and you see a boar. Would you take the boar, or would you get more coconuts, or what?
Run over and rugby tackle or something. So,
well, yeah, that's like, not killed it, though. You've just literally tackled it to the floor.
I don't really like killing things, to be honest with you, but it's got tusks.
So I just...
Oh, no, this is hanging. I don't really want to do this, to be honest with you. It's got tusks, so I just drag it into the sea and hold it onto the water. Oh, this is hanging.
Oh, my God. It would be easier if you just smashed a rock on its head. No, no, just something
that.
Quick.
Fuck that. Oh, no.
Yeah, but at least that's quick.
Nah, fuck off.
Compared to holding it under the water till it drowns.
Yeah, but that's easier.
That's it's not, you got to drag it through the jungle to a beach in the sea.
It's easier on my mind.
And the monkeys will just be watching, like, what the fuck is that guy doing? Just like, that boar was our mate.
Nah, what the fuck? I'll just take it to a different part of the beach and do it.
And if you see the monkeys, you just be like, don't look. That was the only remaining bit of episode 5. Unfortunately, you missed out. Although, actually, I can remember some of the shit we talked about. We can maybe talk about some of it again.
Okay.
Like, one of them was to do with your old neighbour.
Oh, shit, yeah, my old neighbour.
Okay.
So my old neighbour, basically, seems like an alright guy, but he's a bit senile or something. But, like, you know, I don't even know where to begin, to be honest with you. There's the first that he starts swearing at his wife all the time, and bear in mind, this guy's over 50. Could be 60.
Hmm?
Probably between 50 and 60. And you're just a... You fucking bitch! Like, his wife looks pretty elderly as well. He just goes fucking sick. You're just there sometimes, like... Ah! Like, coming from, like, next door, just like... Ah! Or something like that, and you just be like... Yeah, what's going on? And, like, sometimes you can just listen and they'll, like, you'll just hear him swearing at her and she'll be, like, going a bit mad back, but telling him to calm down and just be like, fuck off. There's also the rivalry, the fact that I'm a City fan, he's a United fan.
Sorry. Oh. Continue.
So there was like the derby on, yeah? Mm-hmm. United versus City. Big match. Always is a big match. I was watching it on an internet stream, so bear in mind, an internet stream is about a minute behind. Probably a bit less than that.
Yeah.
So I was watching the match anyway, in my room, and then I just heard this massive crash just like, BOOM! And I was just like, what the fuck was that? So I went downstairs, you know, went to my front door, see if anyone was trying to break in. I was like, yeah, I'm going to just fucking kick anyone's head in who's trying to break in my house. And I didn't find anything, so I went back upstairs. Then City scored. No, hang on. And then, as soon as I came back upstairs, I'd seen that United had scored. But, for fuck's sake. Right? I hadn't realised anything yet. So, City scored. So, it was 1-1. Then, watching the match, a bit later on, boom! Again. Just some massive fuck-off crash.
I thought you meant on the football.
No. So, this was just coming from somewhere.
It was just like a big dirty...
Yeah, just like that. Just like someone, I don't know, I thought that someone had like fucking kicked our front door in, but obviously not. Because by the second goal, I clocked on that it was him. Every time United scored, he had just probably like jumped up and slammed his feet into the floor as hard as he could, just like. So, obviously, I was enraged. The fact that my internet stream was a minute and a half behind and he was giving me fucking goal alerts by...
Stomping.
Yeah, by
making me think someone was breaking into my house. The fucking prick. So, like, it became 2-2. City scored again. And I was like, nice one. And then I think United might have scored a third one or something, to which I heard a boom, and I was pissed off. But then we scored one, and this was right at the end of the match. I was like, yes, come on. And then, just as it was about to end, boom, again. And so I just ran over to my wardrobe. I was like, fuck you, you fucking prick. On my fucking wardrobe, knocked the doors off. And I was just going sick. Fucking prick. I mean, what's he playing at? I thought someone was breaking into my house, for fuck's sake. And it's just that cunt slamming on his floor, like, you know. He swears at his wife, telling her to fuck off all the time. You see him storm out of his house, jump into his car and drive off when he's, like, had an argument with her.
Forgotten about that.
We got a tree in our front garden, so we went and did the same and got the same tree. And what else did he do? There was a tree in our back garden that overhung his garden, but without asking us, he just went and cut the fucking branches off the tree. It looked shit. You know, he didn't have any courtesy to ask. I mean, fair enough, it did overhang his garden and he did have rights to cut it off, but still courtesy just to say, listen, you know. And, yeah, I think my parents had a massive argument with him about it because he was just hacking away at our tree.
Yeah, you forgot to mention the singing.
Oh, yeah, he's a singer, isn't he? So you'll hear him in his back garden. Not back garden, his back room, singing to himself, just like, and yeah, he sings. It's pretty interesting. I will work at the AA. I'm not telling you which AA, because if anyone's listening to this and wants...
What? They're going to track you down?
Yeah.
And then do what?
I'd batter them.
It's just like, oh, are you the Aaron off that podcast?
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Mm.
I'd just have, like...
Bit unnecessary.
I'd have anti-attack devices glued onto my back. Just like a pair of robot hands glued onto my back or something.
I wouldn't be able to do anything, just be glued.
No, because they'd work and stuff, so like if anybody came running at me, I would just punch them in the face. I wouldn't even have to turn around. But if there was a jogger coming past, it might accidentally punch them as well. So that's the anti-attack device. Basic message is just don't run at me, yeah? Because if the anti-attack device goes off, then that's not my fault, really. I mean, you can't sue me for being punched in the face by something that's...
What are you talking about?
By something that's just malfunctioning. Because...
It's not happened yet.
What?
You're already, like, speaking to people who are considering putting out lawsuits for, like, getting hit by your glued-on implants in your back that don't actually exist yet.
So? Just telling them.
Right.
You know, you can't sue me because if the device malfunctions because you're running at it, then it's your fault, not the device. Because that's a precautionary measure.
What the fuck? Well, if you could have a film made about your life, like a biography.
Yeah. What the fuck are you doing?
Right.
If you could have a film made about yourself, who would you have playing you?
Me?
Yeah. Obviously, we'll go by bit by bit.
Oh, it's turned off.
Don't even need. We don't need it.
Don't matter.
Cut that out.
Right. me. What the fuck? Sort yourself out, man. I need to get more pissed or something. I need to be in the frame tonight.
Right, okay.
Right, I will get pissed.
Who would you get to play you as the lead role?
Ooh.
But we'll come up with a name and other people afterwards.
Flipping hell. Who is my favourite actor? All right. Not favourite actor then. Who would play me?
What about Brian Blessed?
Who?
Brian Blessed.
No.
Do you even know who it is?
No.
Why are you saying no then?
No.
Brian Blessed?
No.
Why?
No.
Why?
No.
Why?
No.
Why?
No. Don't know who he is.
Have you seen...
No.
Have you seen Flash
no.
Gordon?
No.
Have you seen Flash Gordon?
Yeah.
He's the head of, you know, the guys with wings.
Fuck off!
Why? The guy with the beard.
Yeah, no!
Okay.
Oh, who would be me? Come on.
Well, it's up to you. You can think of any actor. I mean, you can pick... If you put them into categories, you've got, like, the action actors.
Okay,
the drama
okay.
Actors,
I know.
Yeah, poop.
Robert Carlyle.
Oh, yeah.
Begsby in Trainspotting.
Wait, why him?
Because he's bait.
He's not. He's a good actor.
He's a good actor, but like, the way he played Thingy in
Trainspotting, 28 weeks later.
Mm-hmm.
Not mentioning what's it called? The Full Monty.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, he's a good actor. When you said Robert Carlyle, I thought you meant Christopher Eccleston. He could be another guy, another possibility.
Yeah, he's a pretty decent actor as well.
We haven't picked
Robert Carlyle.
And what would the film be called? The autobiographical film?
No, The Life of Rigby.
Oh, that's well along. Not just Rigby.
Okay, Rigby.
Starring Robert Carlyle. And what type of film would it be? Would it be an action, comedy, drama, musical, documentary?
Oh, fucking hell.
Well, not a documentary, but yeah.
Drama.
Drama?
No. Any suggestions?
Well, I've only seen Robert Carlyle do, like, serious films. I've never
seen... Alright, serious film.
That isn't a genre, though.
What kind of film? Not an action...
It could be a drama.
Fuck a drama. It can't be an action film. I mean, what kind of action film's gonna star me in it, to be fair? Because, like...
You'll be like the new, I don't know. They're all dicks. I was gonna say Schwarzenegger, but he's a dick.
No! Yeah, that's what I mean. If I was in an action...
No. It's an autobiography.
All right,
it's going to be stuff that's happened in your life. There isn't going to be bare explosions unless that has happened.
Autobiography. Yeah. Bit boring now.
We could do an
action comedy. Or just a comedy. Just a comedy. Just do it as a comedy, for fuck's sake.
Right, okay. Well, who's you then? Robert Carlyle.
Yeah, I guess so.
I've never seen him in a comedy, though. I mean, some of the stuff in Trainspotting is funny, but it's...
Yeah, nah, he could act as me in a comedy, trust, because he says some, like,
Robert Carlyle in Rigby.
No, right, we can't call it Rigby.
I'm just going off what you said a minute ago, okay. What's it called? It can't be called, like, The Quest for the fucking whatever. It's got to be something related.
Right, we'll just call it Numbskull.
Numbskull, the Aaron Rigby story.
Yeah.
Okay.
Numbskull.
Starring Robert Carlyle and... Well, who else would be in it? You've got you. It can't just be you. It would just be Robert Carlyle there on an empty set going, I'm Aaron.
Right. Well, why? Just fuck off. Right. Well,
got that on.
Well, you know. Oh, I don't know. You come up with some ideas.
I've been trying, but you've been shooting them all down.
What? No. No, you've been the one who's been like, well, yeah, ask question, advice, and you've been shooting them down. What's the story even going to be about me?
Well, it's a biography, so it's about your life story.
No, it doesn't have to be. Now. No, it can be a comedy. Oh, we could have that guy, Bill Murray.
Blame me.
Maybe. Wait, how'd that work? He's bare older than you.
So?
He's like double and a bit.
Right, well then we're going to
He's like in his late 50s. Well, actually, I don't know. He's in his 50s. Or early 60s. Although, sorry, Bill, if you're listening, which he blatantly isn't. And if you are, Bill, I like Ghostbusters and Lost in Translation in a bit. No, you can't play it, though. He's too old.
Right, okay. So, how about...
And Groundhog Day, anyway.
Yeah, we'll just go Robert Carlyle.
Okay, Robert Carlyle in...
But it'll have to be, I don't know, we could either... I don't know.
This has gone on for well too long.
This is boring. My life story is boring already. Just shut the fuck up about my life story. It's so boring. It's doing me head in. I hate it. It's just gay and boring. There's no way.
Homophobic.
There's no way that a story about my life, as it is, could be interesting.
I could. With Robert Carlyle.
Oh, God. With all Bobby. Can't be arsed.
With all Bobby C. Or K. Bobby K.
Who?
Robert Carlyle.
What the fuck?
Old Bob K.
It's not going to be funny. We need to create a comedy and stick the walking trees in.
Right, okay, well, fucking...
Trees that walk. Walking trees. Trees that you can open a door and walk inside. Walking trees. All trees that walk about and have legs. Walking trees. Or... Trees that walk about and have legs and also have a door so that you can open it and walk inside. So, yeah.
Okay. I don't even know where that would fit in any point in the fucking thing.
It's supposed to be a double meaning, isn't it? Walking trees.
To what?
So people can be amazed that there's trees that are walking around that have legs. But at the same time, you can open a door and walk inside.
And what's so, inside?
Just like a house.
A really tall, thin house.
Yeah, but it's got a sofa and a TV and stuff like that.
How is that going to fit in a tree? Unless it's, like,
a big
lengthwise.
Tree. But it's just supposed to be a walking tree, that's all. So it's walking tree.
So that would be the autobiographical film of you.
It's not walking tree. No, it's comedy, for fuck's sake.
A comedy about walking trees.
Yeah, but they walk, but you can also walk in them. Ah, I've got a good subject.
Cut that out. Yeah.
Good subject. I have got one. Do you want to know what it is? That guy in the pub today who was fucking staring at us. Who the fuck was he?
Some guy.
He was a gimp.
Why?
Because I turned, he was staring at us, and then I turned around and started looking at him.
Get in there.
No. No, I was looking at him as in, like, what the fuck are you looking at me like that for? He's just staring and looked like a maniac. And, yeah, he just kept staring. And he was staring at you as well, you said.
Yeah, he was staring, but he didn't have, like, a look on him. He wasn't...
Yeah, but he was staring bare. He was just constantly staring. It's like, what the fuck are you? Some kind of freak? Do you just want to fuck off from, like, staring? Have you lost your mind? Is this just, like, normal for you or something?
You said the word stare about 10 times.
Yeah, and it's annoying. Minute. He was staring like a fucking... You know, like some kind of frog or something. His eyes were nearly popping out of his head. He was staring that much.
It wasn't that bad.
It was. His eyes...
No, we were there, right? We were sat at a little table in some, like, little pub. And there was only one other guy in the bit we were in. It was pretty empty. And he was sat, like, quite far away from us, but not... Yeah, and he was sat a bit... far away from us, and he was staring at us, but he didn't look like a frog. He didn't have eyes bulging out of his head like some frog man.
He did to me when I looked at him.
I obviously missed that.
Well, then you weren't looking.
Nah, I saw him, but I didn't see any like frog man stare.
He was just looking like that.
Yeah, he...
You know what I mean? That's when your eyes are, like, kind of open a bit. And, yeah, obviously...
Maybe that could be the name for your film, Frogman.
I used to have a nickname as Frogger, didn't I?
Really?
Yeah.
Why Frogger?
Because I had a green bike.
Oh, that's mint.
Fuck you! You prick, I've told you this before.
I've forgotten it. Calm down, Frogger.
Frogger, yeah, that was my nickname.
I like Frogger. It's a good game.
Frogger.
Do you ever play it?
No.
We got across the motorway as a frog. You got to avoid getting run over and then jump on like the lily pads to get over to the safe side. Mm-hmm. Have you never played Frogger?
Just haven't.
It's good. Little advertisement for Frogger there.
Isn't it?
Available now.
Right, we could call the film Frog Spawn. That's a good name for a film.
Yeah, but I don't know what the film's about.
Well, yeah. We've got to make it as we go along, though. But Frog Spawn.
Just like...
No one's ever called
just
a film...
Just like Scorsese.
Frog Spawn. Right.
Martin Scorsese's Frog Spawn.
This might sound a bit wrong, but the lead character for me could just be Samuel Jackson.
We got some motherfucking frogs.
I mean, I'm not black, but...
What sort of a sentence is that? I'm not black, but...
It could work.
Well, what's the plot? I know the title and Samuel Jackson's in it.
Samuel Jackson versus large mutant frogs. Actually, it's a bit like snakes on a plane, that. Except they're not mutant, though. We've got mutant frogs in ours.
Some giant mutant frogs.
Yeah.
And Samuel Jackson.
Yeah, as me.
Why is you? If it's... Wait. Why is it you? If this is... If it's got, like, giant frogs, because this hasn't happened ever.
Yeah, no, but it has in my mind.
Okay, Samuel Jackson has you in Frog Spawn about mutant frogs.
Yeah, bastard mutant frogs that, like, you know.
And frogs don't get married.
But it's got to have a bit of a comedy effect in it as well.
I don't know how this could work.
Actually.
Because Samuel Jackson doesn't do comedy films.
Alright, forget the comedy. Let's forget the mutant frogs as well, but we do need some kind of enemy.
That's a bit more believable than giant mutant frogs.
A bit more believable than that. Because, so anything.
Because most, like, you know, tarantulas that are giant and mutated shit films, you know, large squids mutated shit film.
Can't mention like colossal squids. There's been enough mention of them.
Yep, the colossal squid. Believable, but shit film. King Kong, overrated. Shit film.
Yeah, I went to see the remake. It was crap.
Yeah.
Although I knew it'd be anyway.
So, that's not believable. So, how about...
Is that what the film's called? Samuel L. Jackson in...
Yeah, that's what we could call it. The film title, Psy.
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 You gotta do the noise if it's like Samuel L. Jackson in.
That would be my home.
And anything that happens in any event that happens, he just turns around and goes, like it's such an effort.
That would be me.
Well, no, but you're not Samuel L. Jackson. There's a lot of
times I'm like.
So what, it's going to just be Samuel L. Jackson on a night out in Manchester as a film? Just like, just like, yeah.
No, because, right, we need some bad guy in it still. We could have an invasion of killer robot dogs.
And how is that, like, more plausible than giant
because the robots, frogs? Yeah, but the robots in it.
Well, that doesn't make any sense. The frogs are more likely than giant giant robot dogs.
Right? No, they aren't.
Yeah, they are.
No, they aren't.
Why?
Because they're not.
That's a shit reason. We're still on the fucking film thing.
Yeah, I know. Right, okay. We need an enemy. We need an enemy. Or we need some kind of rival.
Wait, I think you just said the mutant, the giant robot.
Okay, forget them.
Dogs or mutant frogs.
Right. Well, it could...
Or dog frogs.
It could still be called Psy.
Psy.
And it could be about Samuel Jackson's...
Samuel Jackson.
Just like kind of relationship as in Communications with a colossal squid.
How is this a biography?
But most of the time.
It's just squid-ass town.
Yeah, no, because most of the time you just can't be arsed at all. But
so it's just him sat next to a tank with a giant squid. Yeah. He just looks at it and just goes...
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's it.
There's been far too much mention of colossal squids on this series. There's been, like, 3 out of 6 episodes where colossal squids... Not even squids. Colossal squids. Not just regular ones have been mentioned. So,
yeah, that will be the film. So, yeah, this is the current season finale.
Yeah, the season finale of series 1 of Gopher Soap.
Of Gopher Soap. Which, you know, we came up with that name. Because...
Well, it's in the first episode.
Yeah, I said to him, go for soaps, as in, like, a subject.
Yeah.
And he thought it was go for soap. He was like, go for soap? What do you mean, go for soap? Like, what you want about?
But, Samuel Jackson enters the scene again.
Yeah, it's the last in the current series, but we'll probably do a second series at some point in the future.
Yeah, probably. So that's not a guarantee. So don't pin your hopes on it. Well, you said probably.
Probably, yeah, that means likely.
That's not positive. That's not positive. We will be back with a new season. So,
we will. Just, yeah.
We'll be back with a new season, so you better be waiting for it, because it'll be fantastic, amazing. We'll it won't be a waste of time, and you're going to love it.
Well, it is going to be a waste of time, but...
Well, of course it is.
We'll do another series, but we've got other stuff to do right
now. What? You can't say that.
No, we can.
Well, they're not going to want to hear that.
Yeah, they are, so they know what's going on. No, they're not.
We'll do another series, but we've got other stuff to do right now.
So that bridges the gap between the two series.
Yeah, but that doesn't sound like we're being loyal.
No, we are. Right, whoever's listening, even though... I've got no idea who's downloading this. There's been a load of downloads, but...
Yeah, but, I've got, like,
no idea who they are.
Right, yeah.
Right.
Positivity. Go for it.
I was being positive. Right, okay.
You was bare avoiding it. You was being indecisive again.
What do you mean indecisive? I was saying we're going to be doing other stuff, but then we'll come back to this to do another series.
Yeah, but they're not going to want to hear that.
What are they going to want to hear? No, we're not doing one again. Or they want to hear. No. We want to do one on the date of...
Oh, shit.
This is a shambles. Fuck it, it's the sixth one, isn't it?
Yeah, so, this is it. This is it. This is, you know.
And obviously, you can listen back to the other episodes, your favourite bits, whatever they may be, if there is such a thing.
Like, you remember the walking... The walking trees. There was me taking over the world as an alien. There was just everything, wasn't there? The imagination was allowed to run wild. And, you know, I hope you could use those experiences and add it to your life. Take what you want from
In
it.
In no way is anybody that listened to this series going to add this to the life, because it is so
if they ever get stuck in a situation with giant walking trees, they're gonna know what to do.
Not really, because I can't even remember what you said, because in the first episode, but it was something like,
well, I gave good advice on how to beat them.
You didn't.
I did.
What? Don't even know exactly. You didn't. All you said was, if they were about, you just, like, run from them, and then the aliens would come down and, like, fuck the trees.
All right. If you want some advice how to get rid of giant walking trees, just go and get a rocket launcher.
Yeah, that's easy.
Line it up and blow the fuckers up.
It's not going to happen. This well isn't going to be put in the fucking shit.
Why?
Because it's a mess. It's a mess. It's a shambles. It's shambolic.
You've got to be prepared, haven't you?
Not really. Because all the stuff we've been talking about throughout the series has just been... It's not going to happen. We've had zombies, giant alligator men in 118. Shit.
That might happen, though.
It won't.
No, it might.
It won't.
No, because, like, that was probably my best idea. I might go ahead and do that one day.
How would you do that?
Just genetically create them.
Yeah, you can say that, but how would you do it?
Just do it, innit?
There's no... I give up.
I'll just pay someone to do it.
Who?
The best scientist you can get.
How much? That's how the podcast's going to work now. You're going to say shit and then I'm going to ask you a question instantly.
As much as it takes. Did you just see that train that went past?
I didn't, but I heard it.
Yeah.
Well, there's the bridge there, isn't there?
Ah, that's where it went.
Yeah.
Sneaky fucker. So, yeah, I'll just pay someone. Or if...
Pay someone.
If I can't afford... If I can't... If pay I some. Can't afford to pay him, some. Then I will pay just some. Hold them as pay hostage.
What?
Just pay hold someone. Them as hostage. Shut the fuck up, you knob. Right. I will just hold them as hostage and they will create my genetically enhanced human crocodiles that run around in 118 shirts.
So, what alligators?
Crocodile man.
So right.
My conclusion for the final episode.
He's pointing with his finger at the laptop.
My conclusion for the final episode is...
You don't even know.
For fuck's sake, shut up! My conclusion for the final episode. 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 My conclusion for the final episode is an un. Right.
Well, yeah.
Shut up.
Oh shit! Wait a second. Well,
that is the final episode, and it was a fucking shambles. So all of you can suck my dick.
I'm sorry about that. Just be patient. We'll be back with series two. Just listen back to the previous one.
No. Shit. Oh god.